time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this
dumbass
who hung up on an Olympian.
Wow.
Hung up on a world champion.
Hung up on.
Who, on the radio, gets a world champion calling in to say, hey,
right,
I was just in the Olympics. You want to talk to me?
Right.
Not a lot of shows.
No, no.
It happened to us.
Whoops.
It happened on Friday.
It did.
And it was around 9:20, and this is how it unfolded. Hello?
Just a man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, go ahead.
Did I just call into the radio?
You did.
You did. Why?
Oh.
Dallas?
Oh, hey. Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Are you from Ellington, exactly, by the way? I know where you're calling from. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hope you can hear.
Can you see my face is red right now? Oh, yeah. You know who that was on the phone? It was Austin Florian.
Oops.
Who went to the Olympics.
Right.
He's from Southington, Connecticut.
Yep. Local boy.
He's a world champion.
Yeah. And you hung up on him.
And he's in studio right now.
You can't hang up on him today.
I can't hang up on him now.
You can try.
Hang up on me now, you bastard.
Good morning and sorry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. That's all good.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was doing it anyway.
Right. What happened? Someone, your cousin or something?
Yeah, gave me a phone number. I thought it was the call of the studio and heard you guys on the air. And I was like, what?
Am I on the air?
So that was a legitimate question. Am I on the
air?
Yeah,
that was a legitimate question.
And we thought you were effing with us, and we're like, what? Get on the phone. A little awkward.
All right. It happens.
So I called that number you gave me.
They hung up on me. Who else you jerks?
How'd it go?
Right. Oh, I heard, actually.
Oops. Yeah, sorry. And congratulations on all your success.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What was that like, man, being at the Olympics?
It was so cool. It's like you imagine as a kid, and it was a million times better than you could have ever thought.
Did you imagine it as a kid? When did you take to the skeleton? Is it called the skeleton or skeleton?
Just skeleton.
Just skeleton.
That'll just do it, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up ski racing, so I kind of had that in my sights and then skied in college and found this sport, and here I am. I'm doing it for 12 years now.
So what made you go from, like, you know what, two pieces of wood strapped on my feet going down a mountain,
that's
avoiding trees
over
and rocks?
Right.
That, you know what, that's not exciting enough.
I think
I'm just going to take this weird-looking board.
Right.
And it's about, like, the size of a notebook, and I'm going to slide down a hill a million miles an hour.
Down a frozen flume ride.
It does look like if you put two Frisbees next to each other. Yeah. It's about that big.
Yeah.
It's a little bigger. I mean, I mean, have you seen a video of it? It looks like much fun. Yeah.
I mean, it does look like fun, but
it's
also
fun to watch.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. I mean, we could get you down it. We could push you down.
This is because I hung up on it.
Right.
Yeah.
We could push it down.
Hang on me now, you bastard. How do you run with that thing in the beginning? Like, I would trip.
It's a lot of practice.
Yeah.
I've tripped a few times. You eat it every now and then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then that's it. The run's over, right? You're never going to pick up the time.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes you lose the sled. Sometimes you just eat it on your face, and that's it.
Is that the reason why you have a beard in order to protect your face more?
Yeah, keep it a little more padding.
Okay, yeah, because you like only like inches above the ice. I mean, your face is like really, really close. Actually like feel like a spray of like ice coming up and hitting you.
That's from dragging on the ice. It actually burns the paint off.
Oh, damn.
He brought his famous helmet.
Damn, man.
How fast are you going? Like, what's the fastest you've gone?
Fastest I've gone is 90.
90.
Yeah. 90!
Face first, 90.
That's crazy.
That's sick.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
No. Okay. That's a man right there.
I got to tell you, we were just talking to Ryan Preece, a NASCAR driver from Connecticut. He hit the wall at 180. But he was surrounded by metal and protective stuff.
Yeah, just you and your helmet.
Yeah, just
90.
Helmet.
Yeah.
That
helmet
rubbed off on the ice.
Face first. Yeah.
I got PPF on there. You protect the paint, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Protective paint.
Oh, my God.
Wow, 90. What's the... All right, so that's the fastest you've gone. What's the typical speed?
Typical... That's one... That's Whistler in Canada.
Okay.
We normally go like 75 to like 80, 85-ish.
Still, that's bananas.
Yeah.
That is cooking.
Like, you go on a motorcycle and you feel it.
Yeah. And how long do you have to stop? I mean, there's no parachute on you, right?
The tracks go uphill, and sometimes you just hit some memory foam pads going about 60.
I saw that in your video.
Yeah. those suck.
I'm like, who put a mattress on the damn thing?
That's the only way to stop.
It works for me.
Former skier, now slider. Austin Florian is away.
The reaction time of 0.21. This is an event that definitely caters to Mystique Rowe and Austin Florian, both two of the fastest combined starters in the field.
And you saw that start speed, that graphic on screen. That's about 26 miles an hour down that 25-degree downhill start ramp.
Right, and that's what we call the velocity, and so that's also a testament to him not taking too many steps, the perfect amount of steps down that.
What's that like, watching yourself? Did you watch it back?
The top.
Yeah, we watch them in between runs, kind of like dissect and improve on. But
yeah.
It is cool.
Like, it's pretty wild. It's like, wow, that's me in the Olympics.
Yeah.
The world is watching.
Right. I was going,
Austin Florian in studio.
That'd be me. Oh, we don't know where he went.
Yeah, there should be the Olympics with the Austins of the world, and then there should be the people who shouldn't be in the Olympics.
The amateur Olympics.
The un-Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah, AJ should do all the Olympic sports first to show how a regular guy would do it, and then send the athletes down.
Right. They should show how hard it, you people do make it look easy.
Like pros
it's
and
not
Joes.
Easy.
Yeah, pros and Joes.
This is the bar. This is with zero experience.
Right.
Just so you know how good everyone is.
This is what could happen.
Yep. We could always get AJ to take a run.
You know, part of me was like, yes. I mean, I'm addicted to speed, and it looks like you're flying.
Oh, my God.
You know, I really am. I love speed.
He did 90 miles an hour on this little tiny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. With a little tiny helmet. By the way, your helmet went viral.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. It was pretty cool waking up the next morning and seeing all that.
That's a cool helmet, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And my sister-in-law painted it. It's the first ever time trying to paint.
Now, can
wow!
She, can she, really?
Yeah.
Damn!
Holy crap.
Yeah.
She's
can
pretty good.
Can she make a couple more of those and maybe sell them? Have you thought about that?
I think she already got commissioned for one at least.
Nice.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, from who? Do you know?
I'm not sure. She hasn't told me yet. She just mentioned it. She's like, can I use your basement for some more painting?
Good. Yeah, mine would have like my teeth on like brain splatter. like it hit something really hard.
It's pretty insane. How long is the course?
About a mile. Everyone's roughly a mile.
That's a mile.
Yeah, in under a minute.
From hell.
Under a minute, a mile.
A mile and a minute.
Remember Clark Griswold in National the Christmas Vacation on the Olympic? That be him.
Got the cooking spray on it.
Yeah. Oh my God. The inertia, your brain's like moving to the back of your head.
What's that adrenaline rush?
Yeah.
Like?
Oh, it's awesome. It's like it becomes normal now, but like it's still so much fun. It's still not normal. I know that.
Right.
But everything goes to the front of your head because your face is buried. You're pulling 6 G's.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
6 G's.
It's a lot of fun.
Most importantly, has anyone ever flown off the, off the course?
A couple times.
Yeah.
It's gotten safer since.
Yeah.
They designed the tracks to
be
inside.
It's gotten safer.
Yeah.
We figured out how to keep people from flying off.
The ones
off
who
the
flew
trip.
Off, like, whatever, what happened to them?
Has anyone ever seen them?
Are they still with them? So, No? Okay.
Austin Florian, Olympian and world champion. On the show, Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Adam and Shelton, you have a question for Florian?
Yeah, what's your health insurance cost?
They cover it for us, thankfully.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a great question.
What's your co-pays?
Yeah.
Yeah, dental, everything.
What from this can you take and apply in the real world? Besides the basic competition, work hard, stay focused. There's a lot of that.
I don't know.
But from sliding down a hill 90 miles an hour on a small board.
I try not to carry it into my driving on the road.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because that's
tough.
I mean, except when I'm in Connecticut, maybe then
It
kicks in. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You have to keep
you
up
were here else. About 27 minutes early.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know what it was going to be like.
I'll be on time.
Haven't driven to Connecticut in a few months. It was chaos.
What was Italy like?
That was awesome. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, it's the food's great, obviously.
Right.
But the mountains were in Cortina were really, really cool. Beautiful. Just huge.
You got to watch what you eat Are you on a special diet when you're competing?
I actually had to gain a bit of weight. I lost a little too much weight this year, so I was trying to gain. The last month before the games, I think I gained like 8 pounds intentionally. So
I'm guessing you don't drink too much the night before a run?
After.
After.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I would say, you need a little
release.
Yeah,
you don't want to vomit the entire way down.
It looks like red wine
we
coming
gotta,
out
we got to clean the
Florian
track again.
Right now.
Boston! There was a big thing about the Olympics with condoms. Did they give you any of those condoms? There was like a shortage of condoms this year, and like a lot of the Olympians were like mad because it was a shortage.
It's always funny because you always see those articles. I never saw one.
Really?
I'm not looking for them, but like they're not. I never saw them. Yeah. I mean, people say that they find them, and like they weren't there, but I never saw a single one. So I don't know. It's always a story that comes out.
They're always looking for those stories to get clicks.
Yeah, like exactly. Cardboard beds and stuff like that. They did one year.
That was a thing. Yeah. They were collapsing on people.
Well, it was made for one person.
Right.
Not
exactly.
Two.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It was just they wanted warmth. They wanted another body. Right.
It wasn't made for athletic competitions.
No.
Right. The story from this one was the medals were breaking. People were like jumping up and down, celebrating, and like 3 seconds later, the medals on the ground.
Yeah,
those are funny. It was like, they tried to be really cute with it, get the ribbon inside, and it was just breaking.
Oh, wow.
Right. They fixed it since. They were taking care of everybody, but.
What was the closing ceremony like? Was that, seemed weird to me.
It was definitely pretty artsy, and like, I think on TV, they're explaining more to us that they weren't explaining anything to us, and it was cool. It was really cool.
It's like, what does this mean?
I looked it up later. It made a little more sense, but it was definitely weird, but pretty cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, ended up with Diplo on, which was like cool. We were walking out before, and then we didn't know he was going to be there, and he's just high-fiving all of us underneath. And
that's
was that
cool.
Diplo?
Wow, that's great.
That's awesome.
No, that was.
So I hung up on Austin Florian, who's from Southington, Friday at 9:20. We played the call earlier, and then Phil said, I picked up on something that I don't think we heard.
All right, so we're going to revisit this, and right when you hang up on him, see if you can hear Austin in the background trying to explain who he is.
Okay.
Hello. Just a man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Good.
Did I just call into the radio?
You did.
You did. Why?
What, Dallas? Oh, hey. Okay. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you from Ellington, exactly, by the way? I know where you're calling from. Okay. We're talking about what was going on in Ellington.
Oh, there was a naked guy running around knocking on doors in the blizzard.
Yes. That's right. That's the story we were doing at the time.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And that's when I called in. I heard the tail end of that. And just on the phone, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah. Now's a good time to call.
And then what is Austin saying as I'm talking on top of him?
So in the background, you hear him going, oh, hey, this is actually, and then his voice just cuts off. Yeah. And it's like, all right, goodbye. And you know what? He called back. God bless him.
Yeah, thank you, by the way, very much.
I knew it. I figured out what mistake I made pretty quickly.
I know these guys, but explain.
But he still came in.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome.
Just a little score.
Yeah. Austin Florian, Olympian, world champion in studio.
Yep.
From Southington, Connecticut. We were just talking about the U.S. men's hockey team and that win. And Austin was telling us where he was when that happened.
Yeah, we're in a bus from Cortina to Verona. Normally, it's like a 3-hour drive. I think it took us 6.
Wow.
Yeah, we were...
Just what? Was it traffic?
Like being here.
it's mountain roads, single-lane mountain roads.
Oh, and those drivers are sick.
Yeah, the bus drivers are bold out there. They full-size coach buses just...
Right on the edge of the mountain.
I don't want a bold driver. No.
Lacing it through cars. Yeah. No, but the...
When you're scaring this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wearing that helmet
90 miles an hour on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
His chin's 3 inches off the ground going 90. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, watch this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I wore my helmet the entire time.
So you guys were able to watch on your cell phones?
Yeah. Then? We kept going in and out of tunnels, and we had like 4 phones going for... They all had different service, so we kept it going the whole time.
Damn.
But that was a great game.
It was amazing.
Yeah. That was one of the best hockey games I've ever seen.
Yeah, it had to be something extra special for you. You're on Team USA, and there you are on the bus. Were you on the bus with other countries?
Yeah, a couple other nations. Mostly other like bobsledders, so like ones that we know, but they're all trying to sleep, and then the game ended, and we all lost it. Yeah.
I'd be afraid the bus drives from Canada.
That was pretty wild. Who would you say of all the Winter Olympic sports parties the hardest?
Oh. I mean, if bobsled didn't go till the last day, it would be bobsled. But I know luge is done on the second day of the game, so they have a good time.
Nice. Yeah. They're crazy. They're just as crazy as you people.
Yeah, they've been doing it for longer. They start when they're like 8. We only start when we're like, I started at 19, so they've just been in it forever, and they are crazy.
Is there a place to skeleton here in Connecticut?
No, there isn't. You got to go up. The closest is Lake Placid.
Wow.
Okay.
That's not close at all.
That's what a commitment,
right?
For you and your parents and family and
telecommute. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. No, it's a fun time. It's worth the drive. That's why we're trying to get AJ up to go do it.
Right.
Let's do it.
Right.
AJ, you're just past 19. You'll be fine.
I'll do the bunny slope. The bunny slope.
That's where they do it, right? They'll take you on the bunny?
Yeah, they'll take you partway down. You go like, there's 5 starts, and you start at start 5.
Right.
It's like over halfway down. You only go 40.
Right. And just so you know, he hung up on you, not me. In case you set me up.
He wants to start at the women's tee. Like,
I don't have anything to touch over here.
What is the audio that we're about to play?
So we were talking about like what it's like for a normal person to go down. So Colin Jost of Saturday Night Live, you know, NBC does the Olympics. So they sent one of their guys over and he went down with a bobsled driver. So he wasn't controlling the sled or anything, but he's in the back right behind this guy. It's just the two of them. And there's 20 seconds. And you were mentioning the starts, Austin. He went all the way from the very top of the track down the full length. He did the full run. And this is him kind of talking about his experience.
And I was not prepared for the level of terror of this bobsled. I swear to God, I thought I was going to die. I thought my back was going to snap in half. I thought my bones were going to fly off my body and be littered all up and down the bobsled track. It was by far the scariest experience I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my God. And that's with someone in control who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. You hear the wind? They're ripping.
That's not even the wind. That's more the vibration of the skate sled in the track.
Yeah. Wow,
damn, man. Yeah.
Oof. It's violent. Yeah. Bobsled's violent.
I mean, what you do is not that.
Your face is inching the ground. That's violent?
His face is next to the ice. He's like, those guys are insane.
Those guys are nuts.
How old are you, and are you going to try to get into another Olympics 4 years from now?
We're going to see. Yeah, we're playing it day by day right now. Just got home like a week ago. So.
Yeah. But
we have our national championships in a couple weeks and then take some time off. And yeah, we're year by year at this point. Yeah.
Right. Right.
But you never know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah. I like that you leave it open. Alyssa Liu was pretty amazing too, right? Did you watch that?
A little bit, yeah. It was I watched way less Olympics than I really thought I would have. I watched a lot of curling in person.
Oh yeah.
But it was harder to
every single day. That's the one event that you can see every single day through the Winter Olympics is there's always curling.
Now were you watching the real curling or were you watching the videos we were making here in the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, like you guys
with the making videos.
The Roomba vacuum and the brush.
Oh, I did see some of those, yeah. For me it was just a 10-minute bus ride to curling. I could go watch it anytime I wanted. Oh,
that's
great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, wow. It was fun.
This is a video of you, and you're mic'd up, but it's kind of muffled, but I think it's a better video than audio, but this is you going.
I know that video, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the round of Park City. Our Olympic cross track, Team USA. Four. A lot of accelerating here in Park City. Going to the Pro 3.
I can't believe you're talking
seriously
while you're doing this.
Right.
That was the first time I've ever tried that, and it was way harder than I thought it was going to be to just kind of
to narrate,
be actively driving, but then also be actively narrating.
Yeah,
because I had a little bit in your head, but it was different. But the funny thing about that video is, kind of after corner 4, we go about 65 mile an hour, and we top out 10 seconds later, 85.
Yeah.
Oof. The video, they cut out my talking right around corner 4, but I spoke the whole time, but it was inaudible. Oh. You just couldn't hear it. And then the couple of the corners down bottom, when big pressure hits, it's just I'm like, right. As I'm going through it.
Right. Yeah. You're talking at 85 miles an hour.
Yeah, the whole time, yeah.
Wow.
Trying to talk my way through it. It was interesting. I want to try it again. It was a pretty fun little experiment to do.
Wow.
Yeah. I was saying mama the entire way.
If we get AJ going, we'll mic him up sure.
You don't want to mic me.
Okay. So, all right, Austin, you go down a mountain like 85 miles an hour around corners and stuff. Yeah. Okay. But have you ever fired fireworks out of your hiney?
Yeah.
No, but I've seen the video of AJ doing it.
12 years in a row, by the way. Thank you.
Now, isn't that a patriotic moment?
Not one medal.
You should have one by now.
Not one medal, damn it.
Thank you so much for taking the drive in and coming in, and congratulations on all your success, commitment, the sacrifices that you have to make away from regular people stuff to be able to compete on that world stage and represent America. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the helmet. We got to take a picture with that helmet.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
AJ?
You
got to see if AJ fits in it.
See? Top that.
Okay, so next time you come back, AJ will go down a mountain and you'll fire fireworks out your ass.
Boom, done.
Fair trade.
Very good. Done.